بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Continuing the discussions on the merits of the companions, may Allah be pleased with all of them. And we have covered so far three discussions on Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and we continue now talking about his efforts in the cause of Islam during the lifetime of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the first day of his Islam, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu stood in advice and support, the advice and support of the believer who believes in Allah and in his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and in his religion. And so he accompanied the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam in most of the stages of the da'wah to Allah, cooperating with him, bearing the harm, defending him, comforting him by himself and by his wealth. And so he deserved to be with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in status at his hearing and his sight. During the Meccan time, from the time when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu accepted Islam, he began with motivation inviting people to Islam amongst his kins and his friends, close ones, and his da'wah was accepted. Since Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was a man of noble character and known merits, on his hands Uthman bin Affan accepted Islam, and also Al-Zubayr ibn al-Awwam, Al-Zubayr ibn al-Awwam, and also Talha bin Ubaidillah, Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, Abdul Rahman bin Auf, Uthman bin Mad'un, Abu Ubaid ibn al-Jarrah, Abu Salama ibn al-Aswad bin Abd al-Asad, والأرقم ابن أبي الأرقم. And on the hands of those who accepted Islam that we mentioned, others accepted on their hands Islam, like Bilal and Suhaib, Ammar and his father Yasir, his mother Sumayyah. May Allah be pleased with all of them. And when the mushriks began torturing the slave Muslims, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu acted to help them and to relieve them from the punishment, from the harm and torment inflicted upon them by buying them from their masters, then freeing them, seeking the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the freed slaves, due to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala action, where Bilal bin Rabah and Amir bin Fuhayra and Umm Ubays was in Nira, wal Nahdiyya, wa Banatu and her daughters, wa Jariyatu Bani Mu'amman. May Allah be pleased with all of them. And when his father, when Abu Bakr's father blamed him for freeing these weak slaves, he said, I mean, they can't defend you, they can't... So he replied and said, يا أبتي, O my father, إنما أريد ما أريد لله عز وجل. O my father, what I intend behind this is Allah, seeking Allah عز وجل, the mighty and the majestic. Himself, Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنه, was not saved from the harm and punishment and torture because of his da'wah to Allah. The mushriks harmed him. It is narrated that Abu Bakr one day insisted upon the Prophet ﷺ to stand up in front of the people, and so the Prophet accepted, and Abu Bakr stood up addressing the people in the masjid, and so he was the first khatib, the first sermon giver who invited people to Allah and to His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. So the mushriks were agitated, and so they stepped on Abu Bakr and he was beaten severely. Utbah bin Rabi'ah used to beat him with his shoes. To the extent that the tribe of Abu Bakr, when they came to take him, they didn't have doubt that he was dead. And at the end of the day, when he recovered and was awake, or when he awoke, the first question he asked was, what about the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? What happened to him? He didn't eat and he didn't drink anything until he went to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, carried by others because of the harm inflicted upon him, until he reached the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and he felt satisfied to see him by himself. And when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam commanded the Muslims to migrate to Abyssinia, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu asked permission from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, so he gave him permission. So he left as an immigrant, and after a trip of 5 nights south from Mecca, and at a place known as Barq al-Ghimad, he met Ibn al-Dighinna, and this is the right pronunciation for his name. And so he asked him, where are you heading? So Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu responded, my people drove me out and I want to go in the land of Allah and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after Ibn al-Dighinna praised Abu Bakr for his known character, which we described, and which was almost the same description as that of Khadija that she gave to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he offered to give him shelter in Mecca. And Abu Bakr conditioned that he should worship Allah there in his house. So Abu Bakr returned to Mecca. And after a time passed, Abu Bakr began reciting loudly. So people began listening to his recitation, something which scared Quraysh. So they asked Ibn al-Dighinna to stop him. So he gave the choice to Abu Bakr, either to keep silent in his worship, or that he will free his responsibility from sheltering him. So Abu Bakr returned his this protection to Ad-Dhinna, I offer you what you gave me from protection, وَأَرْضَى بِجِوَارِ اللَّهِ, and I seek Allah's protection. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu defended the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in saying an inaction, and from that, you know, the story of the mushrik, then Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt, who came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam while he was praying in the Hijr by the Kaaba, and he took his garment and wrapped it around his neck and began to tie it on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his neck very tightly. So Abu Bakr came radiallahu anhu, took by this Uqba's shoulders and pushed him away from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and he said, أَتَقْتُلُونَ رَجُلًا أَنْ يَقُولَ رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ, you kill a man who only for him saying رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ, because of his saying رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ, my Lord is Allah. Also when Abu Bakr, when the situation of the mushriks and their raising doubt concerning the journey of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam from Mecca to Bayt al-Maqdis and the ascension to the heavens, and they informed Abu Bakr about this. So what was Abu Bakr's response? Complete trust and belief. وَاللَّهِ لَإِنْ كَانَ قَالَهُ فَقَدْ صَدَقْ, by Allah, if he had said what he said concerning his journey, then he had spoken the truth. And what is the thing which bothers you by this? And confirming the truthfulness of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, that he is a messenger from Allah truly, he came asking about the description of Bayt al-Maqdis, the Jerusalem, in front of the people. So whenever he mentioned something, he, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, would say, he said, صدقت, you spoke the truth. أشهد أنك رسول الله, I testify that you are the messenger of Allah. And the Prophet ﷺ would say, وَأَنْتَ يَا أَبَا بَكْرِ الصَّدِّيقِ, and you, O Abu Bakr, the truthful one. There he named him As-Siddiq. Abu Bakr has his great remembrance in the migration with the Prophet ﷺ to Medina. When the Prophet ﷺ chose him to be his companion, he prepared himself and prepared the mounts and agreed with Abdullah bin Urayqit to take Abdullah bin Urayqit as a guide. So the journey began from his home. He would walk, or he would take the path in front of the Prophet ﷺ sometimes, and sometimes behind him, in order to observe and take guard. And when they reached Ghar Thawr, the cave of Thawr, he checked the cave before entering it with the Messenger ﷺ. Then he arranged with his son Abdullah the surveillance, bringing the news, taking the news, information, and with his daughter Asma to bring the food, and with his freed slave Amir bin Fuhayra to shepherd the sheep around the cave, and to drink from its milk and to eat from it. and also to cover the footprints of Abdullah and Asma. After 3 days in the cave, the road to Medina, he took all the measures that he was able to take in order to comfort the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and to ward off harm from him. In the Madianite era, the company of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam continued until the death of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He never left him in residence nor in travel, except for that time when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam will give him excuse for a battle to join or Hajj to perform, and so he witnessed with him all the battles and he gave victory to him in more than one place. In the battle of Badr, when the Prophet ﷺ completed his preparations in the might of the battle, standing invoking Allah the Most High strongly so as to give him victory over his enemies, to the extent that his garment fell off his shoulders. So Abu Bakr took him from behind him and comforted him and said, Ya Nabi Allah, O Prophet of Allah, kafak, sufficient. Munashadataka Rabbak, invoking your Lord, fa'innahu سَيُنْجِزُ لَكَ مَا وَعَدَكَ. He will fulfill for you what he promised you. And also when some of the companions during the Hudaybiyah treaty, they saw that in some of the elements of the treaty there was a compromise to the rights of the Muslims vis-a-vis the rights of the mushriks. Abu Bakr, however, was a comforter and he was certain and at ease that what the Prophet ﷺ did was the correct thing and the correct good to Islam and to the Muslims. And so there resonated his words which he addressed Umar with, Umar ibn al-Khattab, when Umar came astonished for the acceptance of these conditions laid by the mushriks. The words of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, who were identical to those in agreement to those of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from that which he said to Umar, إِنَّهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verily he is the Messenger of Allah, وَلَيْسَ يَعْصِي رَبَّهُ وَهُوَ نَاصِرُهُ, and he does not disobey his Lord, and his Lord will give him victory. Then he pointed to Umar and said, فَاسْتَمْسِكْ بِغَرْزِهِ فَوَاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ عَلَى الْحَقِّ. Hold to his غرز, to what he establishes. فَوَاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ عَلَى الْحَقِّ. For verily he is on the truth in what he states and what he makes. In addition, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu used to hasten to offer his wealth in support of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and the deen of Allah in Mecca. And so he also did the same in Medina. To the extent that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in an authentic report, مَا نَفَعَنِي مَالٌ قَطْ وَفِي رِوَالَةِ مَالٍ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ مَالٍ مَا نَفَعَنِي مَالُ أَبِي بَكْرٍ no wealth ever or did benefit me as the wealth of Abu Bakr, of Abi Bakr. He used to hasten. Whenever the Prophet ﷺ would urge the Muslims to give in charity, Abu Bakr would come with all of his wealth, and the Messenger ﷺ saying to him, يَا أَبَا بَكْرْ مَا أَبْقَيْتَ لِأَهْلِكَ. Oh Abu Bakr, what did you leave for your family? قَالَ أَبْقَيْتُ لَهُمُ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. I had left them to Allah and His Messenger. And it is known, the steadfastness of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam at times of real hardship. Like for example, at the times of Uhud and at times of Hunayn, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasalam used to assign him to carry the banner in some of the conquests. He took the banner of the Muslims the first days during the Ghazwa to Khaybar, the conquest of Khaybar. And also he took the banner, the greatest banner, in the Ghazwa of Tabuk, in the expedition of Tabuk. And Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu took the companions and those whom Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent under the leadership of Abi Ubaid ibn al-Jarrah to support Amr ibn al-As in the battle of that Salasil in the year 8 after Hijrah. He was with them. And from another angle, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu took leadership of some of the divisions that were sent to some of the Arabs, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him in the year 7 after Hijrah on a division to Khazar or Bani Kalab in Najd, in the middle of Arabia, and in the year, the ninth year after Hijrah, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam chose him as the leader of the believers on the Hajj, and he led the believers in Hajj. May Allah be pleased with Abu Bakr, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who would be with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions in Al-Firdaus Al-A'la by his mercy. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us always remember what these great men from the believers, what they had done to Islam, and that they were the in between us and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in relating the message of this deen. They were trustworthy on it. In the next topic, inshallah ta'ala, we'll talk about some of his merits and his knowledge, and also the position of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu when death, or at the time when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam died, and after that. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.